I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. So I went to see Eugene Onegin on opening night, that was last Friday, at the Four Seasons Center, and I was absolutely blown away by the production, the orchestra, and especially by soprano Lauren Fagan in the role of Tatiana. I remember the start of the evening and hearing this voice off stage, and I just thought, that's got to be her. That is a stunning, unique instrument. It's got to be her. It can't be anybody else. Sure enough, Lauren is an Australian singer whose voice is something truly rare, beautiful, expressive, and unmistakably her own. She's sung on major international stages, and right now, she's here in Toronto with the Canadian Opera Company in this stunning revival of Robert Carson's minimalist production, conducted by Speranza Scappucci. Lauren joins me now to talk about the role, the production, and her incredible journey as one of today's most exciting young sopranos. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure, and it's such a pleasure to let you know how much I enjoyed your voice.
Oh, thank you.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought, holy Dinah, that's got to be her. You
know, oh, that's very nice. It's good to be recognizable.
It's such a, you know, the voices that are the most successful at the top of their echelon are the unique sounds. You identify that person right away, and you think, okay, I've got to hear that person more. That's, you know, and that's what I heard when I heard your voice. So welcome to Classical Mornings, and thank you for coming in. Now, for those unfamiliar with Eugene Onegin, could you briefly outline the story and introduce us to your character, Tatiana?
Yes, sure. So, Tatiana, she kind of has an incredible transformation through this opera. And at the beginning, we see her as a young, naive girl who, hasn't got much world experience. She lives in her books, and she's just got this book in her hand the entire time through this first scene. But the charming Onegin walks in, and it's really love at first sight. I just fall head over heels for this guy. And the opera quickly progresses into the very famous letter scene, which is
huge for you.
Yeah, huge scene for me, but one of the most amazing things that I've ever sung to date. And you have to kind of write this letter and also pour out your heart, all in Russian. And I write this love letter to him, which is very quickly delivered. And he comes back and completely rejects me. It's, the most heartbreaking scene ever. Mm-hmm. But time passes, a few things happen. I won't do all the spoilers. But, the basic kind of premise of the opera is that years pass and he finally sees her again now that she's married to Prince Goremin, and the tables have turned, and now he is head over heels for her, in love with her, and she stays strong and she rejects him, basically.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing that struck me about Tchaikovsky, and perhaps you find it so as well, and the romantic repertoire, is this is a wonderful vehicle for a singer, because you really get to hear a person's sound in this repertoire.
Yes.
Long lines, etc.
Yeah, exactly. It's very lyrical. He also paces the roles incredibly well. Like, everybody, I think, would agree with me that the beginning, I have that beautiful duet, which is off stage, which kind of gets my voice warmed up. Yes. Then there's a few little interjections, and then she goes into the letter scene. And I've sung Violetta before, and that is always incredibly stressful for me, because it's kind of these huge extremes of range, where Tatiana, it sits in the middle part of my voice, which I love singing in, but then there's all these kind of high and low notes as well. But they're just perfectly timed, and the Russian language was a huge challenge for me. I don't speak Russian, and that took, I would say, realistically over a year of working with coaches and different people who help with the pronunciation. But actually, in the end, it's probably the most beautiful language that I've sung in, because it's very similar to Italian, actually. There's lots of vowels, and it's very smooth. Highly recommend.
Didn't you find that, I found that singing Russian, it was sort of, some of the vowels are so difficult to find because they're so new to someone who speaks English. And they project that in the back of the throat, at the top of the palate. And so I needed to be reminded all the time. Did you find that?
Yes. Like, there's some sounds which we just don't have at all in the English language. And it's this kind of, which, it's not like the German, it's this different, and I'm like, oh God. So I don't know. I think there was maybe 36 hours based on just this sound alone.
I know.
And then there's also the L is very, very unique because there's this light forward L, but then there's this back Russian L, which we would kind of do the stereotypical all, but not all the L's are like that. So you really, it's just very, very precise and there's no kind of way to cut corners. Luckily, we did have some kind of native speakers, part of the cast.
Lovely,
who
big
were
bonus.
Really, yeah, they were kind and they, of course, you know, that's the nature of doing a role for the first time is that everything's not perfect. It's going to grow with me. Every performance, I'm hoping it gets better and easier. And of course, you stumble over words sometimes, but it's only kind of their eyes that will twitch just a little bit because they know they know I've sung something in a nonsense word, but we'll get there eventually.
You sure will. You sure will. Now, the production's renowned for its minimalist staging. How does this approach influence your performance and connection with the audience?
Yeah, I would say it really is a gift to have this production as my first Eugene Onegin.
Yes.
Also, Peter McClintock, who was our revival director, he's been with the production since the very beginning, and he knows where the room is for our own personal interpretation. Right. So, of course, there were moments where, okay, chuck the leaves into the air at this moment, but within the 3 minutes that, you know, before and after that, do what you want. So
yes.
I loved that he gave me a shape and then just allowed me to kind of follow my instincts and try different things each time. And then he would, of course, give the feedback whether it worked or not.
Right.
But yeah, because we didn't have 1,000 props and a huge big set to deal with, it's actually more simple and you can just focus on what the intention is. What am I actually singing? Who am I connecting with at this moment? And just, we really listen to each other, which is the most important thing. I think it's so obvious when a singer goes on and just sings their bit and then switches off.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen in this show.
Yeah, and yet you have to respond off that person that doesn't give you anything, and it's very frustrating.
Yes.
Because it's not particularly spontaneous, so therefore truthful.
Exactly.
Do you find?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I find the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra one of the finest and competitive with any A-house orchestra. Would you agree with that? How did you feel?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that I had to take in consideration was that I think they'd done two performances of Wozzeck, then they came to us to go and do an Onegin Sitzprobe, and their ability to just switch into a completely different style of music and different feeling was just wonderful. So, of course, the Sitzprobe, it wasn't perfect, but then we had our Generalprobe the next day, I think it was, and already they were like a transformed orchestra, and by the opening night, that was a magical moment for me. I felt like everything came together and it was really, yeah, a night I'll never forget.
Fabulous.
And that's definitely, you know, Speranza, the conductor, with them and just everyone on stage. We were all so focused and knew what we had to do. And yeah, also the Four Seasons Centre as well is one of the most amazing theatres that I've sung in.
Isn't it just? Now, speaking of, this will be my last question because we've got to get going and I wish I had an hour to talk with you, but Speranza is someone very special, don't you think?
Yes. So she's the first to admit that also, she's not a Russian speaker. She speaks French, Italian, English, obviously, but she has done Onegin before.
Oh, great.
But
that's
again,
helpful.
She really just listened to our voices, found out what our strengths and weaknesses were, and, you know, found the places where we could take time. And actually, we had a really amazing conversation on the day of the opening night. She said, Lauren, you need to do more pauses here. You need to take time here. Take risks. And I just listened to everything she said, and it was, yeah, again, an amazing night for me. And yeah, I love working with her, and you know, she's going to grow with us as we go, and that's the best thing to have in a conductor.
Well, I really hope you get many more opportunities to sing this role. It is your role, and it's so beautiful. So thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. We've been speaking with soprano Lauren Fagan, who's singing the lead female role in Tatiana in Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky, one of the most romantic masterpieces. For tickets, go to 416-363-8231 or coc.ca. It's on until May 24th. Thanks so much.